What do you really want? The reason why most people do not get what they really want in their lives is because they don't know what they want. If you were to go to a busy shopping mall on any weekend and ask a number of randomly selected people what they really want from their life, then you are likely to get a lot of, I don't know, or I haven't really thought about it type answers. So why is this? Well, there are a couple of reasons. The first is that thinking about what you really want from life requires effort, and most people would prefer to waste time watching TV or sitting on social media for hours. The second reason is that as we progress through life, it is easy to think that you already have what you want. You have a steady job with steady income, a life partner, wonderful children, your own home, two cars, and so on. What else could you possibly want? Dare to dream. These days, we are surrounded by motivational messages telling us to go after what we really want. So why do so many people fail to do this? Most people do not have a clue what they want, but there are always exceptions, of course. There are people that dream of becoming successful in business, politics, sports, music, art, the movies, etc. These people dare to dream. But the sad fact is that most of these dreamers will never achieve what they really want. Why is this? Well, they do not have the mindset to do it. They have big dreams, but that's all they are, dreams. These people do not possess the right mentality to follow through and make it happen. And that is what this training is all about. Providing you with the tools and techniques to change your mindset so that you will have every chance of getting what you really want. But it all starts by knowing what you really want. Having the right success mindset will do nothing for you if you do not have clarity over what it is you truly desire. So, in this video, we're going to help you to determine what you really want. How to discover what you really want. This is going to require you to take some quality time out without distractions. Put your phone on silent and go into a room that does not have a computer or TV. Tell other members of your household that you don't want to be disturbed unless there is an emergency. Arm yourself with a pen and a few sheets of paper, and you're ready to go. What you are going to do now is to take a look at different areas of your life. We're going to provide you with some questions to ask yourself in the following areas: your job or business, your finances, your personal life, your health and well-being, your contribution. This is by no means an exhaustive list. Once you have been through these areas, you can add others if you wish. But these will give you a great start in determining what you really want. With each of these questions, you need to write an answer down on paper. Don't worry about how you're going to achieve these things. We will tackle this later. So here we go. Your job or business. Are you earning enough money? Are you happy in your job or running your business? Do you need to improve specific business skills? In other words, leadership skills, public speaking skills, writing skills. Do you want a promotion in your job? Do you want to start a home business? Do you need to take care of your customers better? Are you happy with your company's career path? Do you want to have a different role at work or move to another department? Do you need to learn more about your industry? Do you like the industry you are in? Your finances. Do you have money growing in a savings account? Does your savings account provide you with the highest rate of interest? Do you have any debts? Do you want to make investments? Do you have a pension plan? Do you have life insurance for you and your family? Do you have complete control over your finances? Are you happy with your bank? Do you want to learn how the financial markets work? Are your taxes in order? Your personal life. Do you have high self-esteem? Do you like where you live? If you rent, do you want to buy your own home? Do you take care of your home? Do you want a bigger home? Do you have a partner in your life? Do you want to find love? Do you have a supportive circle of friends? Do you want new clothes? Do you want to start a new hobby? Do you want to learn a new skill? Your health and well-being. Are you in good health? Do you need to lose some weight? Do you need to gain some weight? Do you exercise regularly? Do you want cosmetic surgery? Do you require more self-confidence? Do you truly love yourself? Your contribution. Do you do enough to help others? Do you contribute to worthy causes? Do you have good relationships with others? Do you want to do community work? Do you help your family and friends enough? Do you listen to others? Okay, now you need to take a look at what you have written on your paper. What are some of the things that you wrote down? Do you want more money? Do you want a partner to love? Do you want to give more? For each of these things that you listed, think about how having these things in your life will make you feel. Write down the feelings that you experience. This is not difficult to do, but it is vital in determining what you really want. You need to prioritize your list so the things that provoke the strongest feelings within you are at the top. If you do not have particularly strong feelings about any of the things that you wrote down, then go through the exercise again and use different questions. It is critical that you find those things which really stir your emotions so that you can move forward. Now that you have your short list of things that you really want, it is a good idea to look at them again and choose a maximum of three. This is because each one is likely to require some significant effort and a real change in your thinking to achieve them. So, for example, if one of the things that you really want is to start your own business and earn a significant income, then you can do this at the same time as losing weight and exercising. If you take on too many things, then you are unlikely to succeed with any of them. In the next video, we will be showing you how to turn these things that you really want into goals that you will strive to achieve.